Cross. Charge, we're not sure about.
Welcome, everybody, and this is episode 126 of In Tech We Trust. And believe it or not, we actually have several of the In Tech We Trust hosts today. So we've got Mark Farley.
Hello!
We've got the Rickatron.
I'm back!
Oh my God! We've got Gabriel Chapman.
No!
Rumors. Oh, good Lord.
AKA really? Gabalicious. And the internet TV sensation, Lauren Malhoit.
Thank you.
Fantastic. So we've got actually, so this is an old school style today. For those who are just subscribing, and based on the numbers, actually, you guys, there's a lot of people that are piling on and subscribing to the show. So there's a bunch of new people who have experienced the new format. Maybe you haven't heard the old format, but you're about to experience it in full force. And this is where all of the hosts pile on and we talk about the news of this particular week, and we hopefully tie it to a larger theme that relates back to something that's really core and important to the tech industry. And so we've got a great lineup. Probably not. Thank you, Lauren. Probably not. But that's always our goal. And we're going to try again this week, okay? And let's see how far we get. At the top, we've got Jawbone, as everyone knows, who's just died, plus a bunch of other horrible stories about other VC-funded startups dying. In the mobile device ecosystem, we've got the Windows Phone that has just died. Dun-dun-dun.
What's that?
The
iPhone. Was it ever alive?
Oh, my God. Exactly. Was it ever alive? You know where Gwen Stefani has something to say about that. Let me just tell you, okay?
She was paid handsomely.
Those secret apps should have been made public.
They could have been. An iPhone that might cost you up to $1,200. And in Mark Zuckerberg doing a Trump-style road trip and the things that he has to say to the common man. And, of course, you know, a little bit of podcast-related news that is close to our heart. SoundCloud is having a little bit of trouble. A lot of great podcasts posted on SoundCloud, so we're going to find out. I'm going to go ahead and start out with the Jawbone story. And a lot of people, including CNBC, have put forward this idea that Jawbone died because it was overfunded. Now, on its face, that's just an absolutely crazy idea. It's like, you've got a great idea. If you went to Steve Jobs, or you went, you know, to the beginning and inception of Microsoft, and say, hey, look, here's a whole bunch of money. Do you think Microsoft would have just died? Because you know what? Hey, I'm sorry. I had too much money. You gave me $1 billion, and that was just way too much. And all of it was spent on basically blow and a lot of really great vacations at Cabo. Do you guys, what are your thoughts on this? Does this make any sense whatsoever that Jawbone just simply had too much money?
It's ruined a lot of errors, but I don't know about businesses.
I mean, they only took $590 million.
Really? I see $1 billion here raised. And they had a maximum valuation at a certain point of $3 billion. $3 billion valuation with with a $1 billion raised. And they just...
Crunchbase had $590 million across 11 rounds. I mean, you look at somebody like Uber or Palantir or some of these other like super mega valuation unicorn types. I mean, I think the problem with Jawbone is essentially they sold headphones.
Well, they might have been too early, ahead of their time. I mean, they're 18 years old also. Think about that.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it goes to the fact that that the peripherals business as a whole is a tough business to get into. And sometimes you make investments that are poorly timed, i.e. maybe they tried to get into, you know, the smartwatch system too late, or they got into the peripherals for healthcare, or, you know, some of these other things that they had. You diversify your product line too much because you need to grow your user base and grow your footprint and diversify enough because, you know, let's face it, you're not going to be a $3 billion company selling just headphones or, mm-hmm. you know, selling Bluetooth devices, which people have essentially eradicated for the most part.
I'm wearing one right now.
Oh, my God, really?
Did anybody have a Jawbone headset? And what happened to that?
Well, they're disposable technology. They're wearable / disposable. They're not durable. You lose them, you break them. And as a consumer, you don't have a real deep brand loyalty to them. I've bought them at Costco, lost them, bought new ones, don't even remember, you know? So I think, you know, that was just, it was an unfortunate commodity consequence, but kind of interesting history is like when they started, they actually had a contract with the military for, you know, device communication, but that ended. So they kind of had an interesting start, but when they go deep in the commodity space, I don't know if they were tooled for it.
I mean, and you look at some of their acquisitions, they're kind of strange. I mean, they Nutrivice, Body Media, Playground FM. It's kind of like they just kind of started to push into other areas where they may not have been quite ready to go in there. And you get some misfires in some of those, and that $590 million goes away pretty quick. Especially when you're looking at a company that's essentially been in business since, what, you know, 2006?
Well, and where Jawbone was the Cadillac, right, for a while there. But mm-hmm. if you're not pushing into maybe like an enterprise partnership or something like that, maybe, yeah, diversify like you guys said.
I
wonder how far they were.
Not even headphones, just like just one ear headset.
Yeah, the jam box was cool. I mean, there was a whole set of peripherals there that they kind of went into that are nice. You know, but
like you said, you can get cheap ones at Costco now.
Low margin and high turnover, right? And that's a business where the race to the bottom in price will beat you out. You know, I was going to buy one of those little jam box things, but Walmart had a sound bar that was Bluetooth enabled for $48. I'm like, all right, I hook that to my TV or I can play my stereo, you know, my cell phone through it. Why would I go pay $185 for the cute little cube, you know, unless I wanted the portability of it, which is, you know, one selling factor. But then again, there were 14 other types to buy, to choose from. It's a saturated market. So
who was pouring money into that rat hole?
That was Sequoia and Andreessen Horowitz. Some smart people.
I mean, everybody under the sun.
Yeah. A lot of people believe
in
them.
But here's the funny thing is, like, they took $300 million. So BlackRock did a debt finance in 2015, and then they did $165 million private equity with Kuwaiti Investment Authority. So they hadn't really had a tier one, you know, invest too much. Because a lot of it was private equity and some venture, but, you know, where people investors weren't listed or known. I don't know.
Somewhere along the lines, those guys should have put their investment dollars into crypto securities, crypto money.
I mean, some of them, Kleiner Perkins put money into, but it's like when you're looking at a $40 million round in 2011, you know, they took three rounds in 2011. So there was big expansion pieces because they took three rounds in 2013 too.
Speaking of the 11 rounds, I mean, is that, that's a lot of rounds, right?
That's a ridiculous number of rounds. It's just, that's hard to understand. Many. Why do you need to have three rounds in 1 year, right? Can't you schedule this out?
On the blow.
Yeah, I guess so.
49, 70 exactly. million, 40 million. I mean, that's.
You know how much blow costs in the Valley?
Especially the good blow.
The Valley markup.
It must be that chill.
I don't know what it costs.
Techno blow.
What does it cost?
Tweet us.
Because if it's cheap enough, I'm going to leave right now.
If it's cheaper than beer, well, I'll tell you why they failed. Marissa Meyer was on their board. Okay, so there we go.
There you go. Yeah. Well, you know what Amazon needs to do? They need to have a dot for blow. If you just had an Amazon dot.
An easy.
People have been pressing that all day long.
Jawbone dot blow.
I think we've got to do domain like here. It's
already available. Off the rails.
Dot BLO. Yeah. So, I like that.
Speaking of. Speaking of off the rails, Lauren, I want to go just let's do a quick roundtable. Where's everyone been? You know, why has it taken us so long to get back here all together in one group? And maybe I'll start with the Ricketron and kind of where you've been out about in the world and in your world travel and some of the crazy things you've been working on.
Well, I've been on basically a lot of airplanes. I know Gabe can relate to that, but man, work is just cray. Capital Z. It's really been busy. I've just been in a lot of places doing a lot of things, and I've actually, honestly, you know, sad, had a little problem. My father passed away, and I had a whole bunch of vacations, so it's actually been a rough stretch for me, but it's not going to get any better. Hopefully no one else passes away, but, you know, I've just had a really busy stretch, a really rough stretch, and Man, even, you know, the other format, just so the listeners know, I mean, Yadin makes it so easy, yet I still even have trouble getting into that. But no, it just, it's been a busy stretch, and hopefully I get some air here soon, but sad panda trying to keep up.
Yeah, I know, a lot going on, so, and sorry to hear about your dad, Rick.
I appreciate that.
And Gabe, where have you been?
Well, you know, I think we did the show a couple weeks back when I hadn't been.
This is not an indictment either. I'm just like, I don't want to say stuff like, Gabe, where have you been, man?
So for like the last
we're already
nine
going
months,
down the trail of too much information.
Like for the last, like I say, 8 or 9 months, I've been working on the, you know, we made the announcement about the NetApp HCI product. I've been working on that product since then, and I'm building a global team to go forth and, you know, work in that market, and that's fairly time consuming, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Building a team
is that,
and building
is that go
a
to
product
market is go to market hard? Is there something, is this just all about luck, isn't it? It's all about luck.
Yeah, you just show up with a box and people buy it, right? That's what I hear.
Yeah. The box. It's, you know, got pretty lights.
It's been a pretty amazing ride in learning how, you know, sausage is made from a lot of different areas where in my past life, in parts of my career, I would have never been exposed to it. Usually, you kind of, you know, either a sales engineer, or you're a salesperson, or you're an architect, or something. You don't get to see so much of the behind the scenes at such an intimate level.
Supply chain,
part of crafting. Yeah, supply chain. What a crazy concept that is. But boy, there sure is a lot of shit that goes into it, right?
And that comes out
sometimes when your suppliers are on the ball. No, but you know, it is very interesting to see how that process works, and it's been a really great and interesting last year for sure. It's just consumed a whole lot of my time.
You've been that go to market innovation hole, basically.
Yes, go to market hole.
Go to the hole.
Wow. And Mark, where have you been?
I've been traveling around. I went to Norway. I've been to Yosemite. Ooh. Recently. Yeah, a lot of fun.
I know a little bit of Norwegian. That's have you had a good journey in Norwegian?
Oh, I thought you asked me if I choked on a hot dog. And yes, I did. We had a great time in Norway. It was a lot of fun. Saw a lot of waterfalls. Went to Yosemite, saw a lot of waterfalls. And in between those things, I went to work at HPE. I'm a product manager here once again.
Hey.
Gainfully employed, you know, looking for blow in Silicon Valley. And
nice. You're gonna turn HP around, right? The whole ship.
Yes. Yeah. That's why I came back.
Where nice. Innovation goes to die. So
unless they hear this podcast, you'll be unemployed again.
No, I'm like that thing that crawls up a boar's ass to save it.
Oh man!
So are you going to change your Twitter back to 3par Farley?
No!
Oh my God!
Oh, yeah, 3par Farley.
I'm staying go Farley. I'm just going to go.
He's going to be far plivity.
Oh! All right, and with that Lauren,
does choke me up.
Lauren, what is life like, Lauren, as the internet TV sensation?
Oh well, you know, it's pretty much the same as before. Things are good. Just rocking the TechWise TV at Cisco and not much else. Doing a little bit of traveling, but July I'm home. So celebrated my birthday Monday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Thank you. Finally legal. Finally legal.
21. Fantastic.
I was talking 18.
Oh. Oh.
I don't look that young. I couldn't pass for that.
All right. Well, thank you guys for all piling on. I'm sure everyone on Twitter, want to thank everyone for reaching out. A lot of people had fantastic positive feedback for the new format, but a lot of people came out and said, you know what? I miss the banter. I miss you guys all together. So we put the show together so that everyone would kind of get a little bit of taste of that again. Hopefully we'll do this again sometime in the future, but wanted to pile on and give everyone a little bit of the old school in Tech We Trust. So thanks for everyone for making the time today.
So until we lose all those numbers.
Exactly. Then the numbers start to go down.
Yeah, until they realize that the format was so crap before. Like, oh, no wonder we didn't want to download this damn thing.
They've been going up. The last 2 months has been fantastic, but we're going to see next month the numbers will come out and it'll just be like, boom. It'll be like
thanks for listening, Mom.
It'll be like speaking in tech numbers, you know.
Tweet about how this was diarrhea. Try to spell diarrhea correctly.
All right, so let's do a couple more stories here. We may not get through all of it, but we'll give it a shot. I really want to go through this one. So the Windows Phone now officially died. RIP on 7-Eleven. 2017 support for the Windows Phone is now stopped. Was there a reason why they were supporting the phone before today?
Yeah, I thought it was dead already. Who knew?
I'm like,
who knew it was alive?
Does Gwen Stefani still have one? We should call her up.
I don't know why they would ever cut a program like that.
Oh my God.
The Windows Phone. I miss my Windows Phone so much and all the little secret apps that I had.
Yeah, I guess we won't have any need for the secret apps segment.
Jessica Alba had one too, and so, you know, so let's just not, it's just not all Gwen Stefani.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Let's spread it out. You know, Jessica Alba, you know,
who's paid,
my lovely wife had one when I met her, but
yeah, two celebrities that they paid to use a phone.
Yeah, one of my SEs had one. Of course, he had the Amazon phone too, so I think he just had a pile of phones he was testing out.
Yeah.
I want to get one, and I want to use it as a burner.
So now that the Windows Phone has died, everyone, of course, you know.
You know what? If I was a drug dealer, I would go get Windows phones because nobody's going to be looking for somebody using Windows Phone to track.
See?
That's what I'm talking about.
The FBI will never be able to unlock the Windows Phone.
Really, really cheap burner phones.
It's security through obscurity.
So wait, why did we stop doing this format?
Because we hate comedy, I don't know.
So if you don't have a Windows Phone, would you pay, just pivoting now, doing a wonderful, you know, transition here, yeah. Would you pay $1,200 for an iPhone? And I wish Nigel was on the show, because I know exactly what Nigel would say.
Right, when I could pay 12 cents for a Windows Phone, no.
Yeah. Well, there's that Brexit stuff to take into consumption. You know.
Ooh, there we go. What are those going for on eBay? What's a Windows Phone going on eBay now?
It's $60.99 unlocked Windows iPhone or Windows Phone White.
Wow.
Oh, that's $5 a month.
Yeah,
that's
you get like
brand new. That's a brand new phone at Walmart. $59. Nokia Lumia.
They're dumping those. They're just dumping now that they're EOL.
That's unlocked?
Unlocked.
I am there.
I'm buying my kids these things.
Just as movie devices.
You could break, and that's like that's an iPhone screen replacement. I'm like, my kids break the iPhone screen once a month, and I lose those damn headphones at least once every 3 months.
Yeah. You feel my pain, Gabe, because there's been three replacements, and it's not me and it's not my kids, so just leaving it out there. Yeah.
I might go buy six of them.
My kids are brand new phones this weekend, and I won't have to worry about them breaking them because I can get a new one for nothing.
We're all going to be rocking Jawbone headsets and Windows Phone.
Especially if Windows Phone doesn't support Facebook, I am all over that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Even know if it supports Bluetooth, quite frankly. But
oh, you don't want Facebook on your phone, man. It's just too noisy.
No, I don't. No, I don't. I want a Windows Phone because it doesn't have Facebook. Advantage.
Yeah, I don't. I have it built into this Android, but I only do Facebook on the browser. That thing's just too chatty.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, though.
Mark Zuckerberg, he cares about you guys. You hear that, right?
Oh,
that's right.
That asshole.
You can tell I'm going into a transition here.
Yes. I was trying to help you, Dean. And
thank you.
To know about.
That was fantastic. No, that was great. And Mark Zuckerberg hits the road to meet regular folks.
Hits the road, Jack.
It's just so insulting.
That's fantastic. It's regular.
Because I live in Indiana. Not special.
He's handing out laxative.
Harvard megalomaniac goes on road to promote multi-regularity.
To fly over
more vegetables.
To find out what real people actually want from the product.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the funny thing, you know, with
that's Facebook. Deplorable.
We were talking about this the other day. I don't remember I was discussing it with, but maybe it was one of the Facebook groups that we talk about tech stuff. But one of it was like, when does Facebook decide to get into the public cloud business? Because once they've actually signed everyone else on the planet up for Facebook, then how do they continue to monetize? You know, you've got the entire planet captured. Where's a new revenue stream going to come from in terms of, you know, you're not going to make it up that much more on growth on advertising. You're going to have to go into some other separate market in order to kind of continue the growth wagon.
So, well, now that like, Windows Phone is going away, they can bring back the Facebook phone.
The Facebook.
There you go.
That's not a crazy not a crazy idea, like the Amazon Fire, but a phone, but a Facebook. That's interesting.
Well, they already did it, but
didn't
it's
they try that?
Yeah, it failed. Well, but I'm saying now there's room since Microsoft is bowing out. Good.
Facebook phone. Yeah, no, maybe Nokia can manufacture those. So there are rules, okay? You folks, I don't know if you know this, but on his road tour, on his town hall, if you will, Mark Zuckerberg's got some rules. So rule number one, you know, don't talk about Zuckerberg coming to your town. So that's kind of like, this is kind of like the Fight Club rules, isn't it? This is kind of like,
don't mention
rule number one,
labor.
No one talks about Mark Zuckerberg's roadshow. Rule number two,
trust
no
me, asshole, I'm not talking about you at all. Boy, could we just change subjects right now? No
rule
one talks about
three,
it.
Don't
screw
feed
it.
Him chicken after midnight.
Don't feed him chicken. Don't get him wet. Yeah. Rule number two, if you don't know he's coming, or if you do know he's coming, keep it to yourself. So apparently, if you know he's coming to a town, don't put it on Facebook. I'm sorry, but if you know Zuckerberg's coming to your town, it's everywhere, okay? Why would you even put it out? Why would your PR team even put out that? Keep it a secret. Oh, Mark Zuckerberg's coming. Don't tell anyone.
I love the articles around this. It's like one of them is like, it shows Mark Zuckerberg in like a old towny, like soda shop. Sitting next to some old dude. He's like, hey, I hope you're enjoying your milkshake. You know, I can just imagine what he ordered was probably some like soy, non-fat, you know, non-GMO.
No, he ordered a malt and his assistant like paid, like he couldn't be bothered to like sit at the cash register and pay for it. So some assistant had to come in and put it on the debit card.
I'm here to meet normal people. It was kind of like, remember when George Bush didn't know how to use the supermarket scanner because he had never bought his own groceries? I mean, you think about it. Someone's been public service all their life. It's not like they go driving around all the time and they go, you know, fucking 7-Eleven, right? But he's like, so, you know, what do I do with this? It's like Mark Zuckerberg is like, how do I use money?
So he should use it to buy the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, and he should come into town. He should come into town. He should come into town in the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. That would be the perfect thing.
Is there a? That's I think a they got one. Uber Wiener. They could probably do that.
There you
Face
go.
Wiener.
Mm-hmm. Wiener's a service.
I'm pretty sure Uber's had enough wieners in its recent history. I think.
That's a phenomenal dip right there.
I've been on vacation. What are you talking about?
Travis had to bow out, and a bunch of the CFO, a bunch of the higher ups are all out because of all the sexual harassment and whatnot.
I'm sorry. We should edit that. I didn't mean it.
I think they got lost in the noise too. I don't know.
We got too deep in the wiener.
Yeah.
No.
This podcast just took a harsh turn. So, do we want to wrap it up with the Lauren Malhoit style hot or not?
Sure.
Hot or not.
We have a
fantastic. Let's have a hot.
We do have a hot or not.
I just came up with it while we were talking. That's how much. That's the production value of today's.
Yeah. Good job.
Podcast. Everything, all the other, the new format is incredibly well researched, but in keeping with this, the old format, we're just basically shooting from the hip here.
No, but we planned our hot or nots, though. I mean, we always did talk about at least those in
the
advance.
The only thing.
Oh man, I'm trying to sprinkle a little nostalgic fairy dust on here, Mark. So let's do a hot or not, and let's do the PayPal hot or not. So PayPal expands Apple integration. So we've already got Apple Pay. Does it matter to anybody that PayPal is now integrating more with Apple so that maybe instead of all your credit cards in your wallet, you've got PayPal now? Is that a hot or not? And maybe we'll start with you, Lauren, since you started the whole hot or not thing.
I have to go not hot because, well, I don't use Apple, so there's that. I don't care about the integration. But also, I don't care about PayPal anymore.
I'm silently judging you right now.
No, I'm not going to pay $1,200 for an Apple phone, first of all. But second of all, yeah, I mean, PayPal, it reminds me of like eBay. Like, I don't use PayPal ever. It's so not hot to me. I could care less.
Not hot. Gabe?
I use PayPal all the time.
See, is this going in the hot category, Gabe?
I mean
maybe this is like over 40, under 40, Gabe.
Maybe
no, like if you're buying it from home, really?
You gotta go.
So how do you buy stuff on Xbox One?
With my credit
card. When your credit, so you don't get a credit card. No, I mean I use PayPal for money transfers with friends. Like when we do stuff.
It's called Venmo, Gabe.
Why would I want to use Venmo when it says it's like, hey, thanks for coming over and you know, give me a back rub. Here's $20. And I mean, it's like,
what? Oh wow.
What kind of Venmo and read through the comments?
Those like, kinds of transactions. Maybe that's
I don't know what kind of party's happening at Gabe's. I'm going there next time.
The thing is Venmo, it's like I just want to send somebody money and not tell anybody about it.
There you go. PayPal. Well, you don't have to tell anyone about PayPal. I mean, that's, you know.
Well, no. Yeah, true.
Yeah. So Venmo, yeah, Venmo is all up there. Well, you can gate. Tell me, Lauren, as a millennial, Lauren, since you're now,
I'm a cop.
So as Venmo, you can keep a lot of that stuff. I mean, you can socialize all your transactions on Venmo, but you can also keep, you know, gated and private, right?
Oh yeah. I mean, I would never tweet my sharing. Yeah.
Well, there's this one great story about this whole breakup that happened, and it was the Chronicles came over Venmo where these two people were breaking up and, you know, dividing the couch costs and all this stuff. you can keep that, you know, private.
Here's your Venmo payment. Yeah, the half the STD tests that I had to get.
Exactly. Hey, that's real, man. Real. So we're in. So Gabe, is that in the high category?
Skeezer.
We said, so by that, by disease skeezer, I take it that that's the hot category for you, Gabe.
Yeah, why not?
All right, Farley, what is this hot or not for you? Are you in the PayPal, you know, integration with Apple camp?
No, I've never used either one.
No, the Apple or PayPal. Wow, okay. So you're truly neutral third party here.
If it's not,
or disinterested, I should say.
Not, if it's not Bitcoin, why would I be interested in it?
Yeah, it's basically Bitcoin.
Good point.
Hacker.
If it's not Ethereum, I got nothing to do with it.
Yep.
Yeah. So not.
Hey, which are you more likely to leave at home, your wallet or your phone?
Oh, yeah. I've totally left my wallet at home in late. And
it's been able to survive. I leave my wallet at home, I can still buy stuff with my phone.
Oh, yeah. But I was at Costco. You can't buy anything at Costco with your phone. I would kick myself a couple weeks ago, left my wallet at home. Like, I had to go to Lucky's. Lucky's. For those of you who live on the West Coast and actually knows it, speaking of like companies like Jawbone dying, Lucky's is dying. But Lucky's takes, you know,
Apple Pay.
Takes Apple Pay, like Whole Foods and a bunch of other places. So Costco, if you're listening to this podcast.
It's a convenience thing that you can just quickly snap up and make a purchase without having to, right? And so the more of those you
can do, have Android
transactional money, right?
So I can search for things on my phone and find it, but I can't search for things in my wallet and find them.
All right, so that's a not hot then, Farley. So we've got one not hot, hot, not. So we're 2-1 right now. So, Rickatron, you got to weigh in here.
So I'm hot on it. Let me explain why.
Oh, it's 2-2.
Okay, now listen. I use Samsung Pay, and I love it. And on top of that, I think what they're trying to do is to bridge the mobile pay experience with an online pay experience. Maybe this is the innovation that something like PayPal would need, right? And really become that virtual currency that honestly has the potential for like much better identity management. Let me play it out for you. I love, now I'm like Lauren.
Preach it, Rick. Preach it.
I don't touch those fruity phones, but I love me some Androids, okay? So I love that I can use my fingerprint, right, from an identity management perspective. Wouldn't it be awesome validation if I go to buy something on a website or send somebody, and I basically get like a data call that says, hey, give me your finger. And then I give him my finger. And it authorizes the payment. Wouldn't that be like baller? That'd be awesome, man.
Give me your finger. Give me your finger. That's a great title.
That's a podcast title.
Yeah. Some startup out there who's working on, you know, fingerprint technology, that has to be your tagline, okay? I want to see that up on a website somewhere.
Give me your finger.
Give me your finger. All right, so we got 2-2. This is great. It's my favorite because then I get to be the tiebreaker here.
PayPal
integration with Apple IF's absolutely in the hot category for me. I'm all in on the PayPal, and I'm all in on the Apple ecosystem, and all in on the not having to get my wallet out. You know what I love? I love the problems we have in our world right now. If the problem I have is going to the grocery store and having to pull my wallet out of my pocket to get a card, and that's so inconvenient that I love so much that my phone can just do it without having to do that action, then I have really no real problems at all. And so that's why I'm putting that in the hot category, because it helps me realize that I don't have any real problems. If I'm super excited about PayPal solving that problem that I have of pulling my wallet out of my pocket.
What about your finger?
Yeah, give me your finger. All right, any final thoughts on that, folks?
What else is there to say?
I thought you cheated on that. I thought that was just cheating.
No, it's cheating? How is that cheating?
Because you say you had this all rigged.
I had it all rigged? I didn't have anything rigged. I kid you not.
It was all in the podcast notes, Mark, of course.
Mm-hmm. I'm reading off a script right now. It says, and now break tie.
This was fake. All in on this was fake cast.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake cast.
I know. You know, Facebook and Google are just going to, they're just going to filter us out right now. It's fake news.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. Net neutrality. The new net neutrality is going to come down on us hard.
Oh man, that's right. Our traffic is just going to go to zero. And it'll be because of net neutrality. At least we'll have something to blame it on. It's not the show format.
No, it's not our illustrious wit.
No. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for joining the show today and giving everybody who was asked and screamed on the Twitterverse for another old school show
all
format.
Two of you.
Are you happy
all,
now?
Yes, all two of you. Thank you. Thank you, Paul, and thank you, Bob.
and William.
And that's our show for this week, as our usual outro goes. Research for this podcast has been powered by Sprinklr, the social media management platform. To find out more about them, go to sprinklr.com. If you haven't subscribed already, please do. If you haven't been inspired yet by this podcast to subscribe, please go to iTunes right now or the podcatcher of your choice. And leave us a review, if you will. It helps others find us. Also, we love hearing from you, the listeners, your story ideas, your thoughts on the tech world, and what you're doing as well, so that we can make the show as relevant to your daily tech life as possible. So hit us up on the Twitters using hashtag #InTechWeTrust. Do you guys use hashtags there? I'm going to hashtag it up on the #InTechWeTrust, or just send it to us at #InTechWeTrust. That's #InTech_WeTrust. And give us, is somebody like clanging teacups together over there? Is that you, Gabe?
No, somebody's tweeting. He just told us to tweet, so we're tweeting.
All right. That was SoundCloud. And everybody? That was SoundCloud, exactly. All right. So Lauren, Mark, Gabe, Rick, thanks for joining. I'll see you next time.
Ciao for now.
I feel like it's always awkward when you have a bunch of goodbyes at the end.
I never want to say goodbye. No, 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 no.
It's so fun.
Peace out, home slices.